for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Buzz Conway.
Are you relieved, Glenn Keist?
Absolutely. Yeah. Not good for the heart, that one.
I was worried about you going out there, Keisty. You were sort of getting a bit animated.
Yeah, no, could do without a few of those.
It was a difficult, it wasn't a great game to watch for a neutral, I'm sure. What was it like as a coaching staff? I asked Jack Blood the same question straight after the game. Was it a frustrating game to coach and look at? Were there things that, you know, that you just couldn't get on top of today?
Yeah, a little bit like that. Yeah, it was certainly a bit of a weird sort of game in terms of even just felt like the side going into the wind, probably apart from the first 20 minutes, I thought we dominated, couldn't put score on the board with the wind, and then from that point onwards, it felt like it was easier to score up the top end, which is a bit unusual given the way the wind was blowing.
Keisty, thanks for joining us. Cometh the moment, cometh the man who liked the moment, and that is Paddy Dowling. He just seems to deliver when you need him to.
Yeah, it was an interesting one. We were searching for a few things to do, and as coaches you sort of try to do a few things, and we threw him up on the ball thinking, well, let's just on the ball, and probably freed him up to some degree, because the guy, I can't remember the number 42, but don't know his name, but he dropped off him, and then Paddy ended up sort of sneaking forward, and then ended up sort of, Maxi spotted him out the corner of his eye, and we were probably hoping he'd get his hands on the footy on the ball, but he ended up sliding forward and kicking a goal, which was very nice.
We Josh battled to pick the player of the day for Leopold Sporties today, but he settled on Darcy Sherguin, who I reckon showed some real maturity at times this afternoon.
Yeah, I thought I gave Darcy a rap just then in the rooms, and I thought him and Harry Ling played. I thought both back lines were probably in control of the day, but Darcy in particular, who's obviously played a fair bit of footy as a forward, and then to see him go back and accept the role, obviously losing Hawley and Sammy Burke, is certainly a little bit undersized. So Darcy going back just has really grabbed that opportunity and played really well and, you know, controlled the ball in the air really well, so I thought he had a terrific game.
Yeah, for Geelong Marine World, speaking with St Mary's co-coach Glenn Keist. Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. Here's Matt Kershaw.
Keisty, congrats, mate, on a good win. Mate, you sort of just answered my question a little bit that was coming to you with the defence, both defence playing really well, but I thought that South Barwon's sort of lack of fall of the ball sort of players fell into your hands a little bit with the way you got your back six rebounded. But with Darcy Sherguin going behind the ball, it looked like that back six had been together for a long time. So I guess they help each other down there with a little bit of a bond, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose Darcy's probably the only real new one. Kate Chelcraft's been playing down there as well the last couple of weeks. And, yeah, the guys, most of those guys have played a fair bit of footy together, so they're sort of starting to really work together well. And, it was probably a defender's day, so probably a little bit easier with the tricky conditions.
Travellini was everywhere early behind the ball. He's probably had about 10 or 11 in the first quarter, I reckon, so he really set you up early, I thought, with the rebounding out the back.
Yeah, he was good, and someone said before, it was like trying to influence the game. We thought we'd throw him forward and see if he could snag us a goal, but he was probably better behind the footy when early in the game.
That little move there, Keisty, that was a winnable move, mate, I can tell you, because when Dowling went into that stoppage, no one was actually accountable for him because they didn't know whose man he was, and he just spat out of that stoppage and went forward. It was a real masterstroke, and he got on the end of it, obviously.
Who's claiming that, Keisty, on the coaching staff, that move of Paddy? Is that or Robbo?
I'll let Robbo do it.
Oh, Robbo!
Well, give him some something to brag about.
You're getting soft in your old age, Keisty. I thought Damien Imam was great too today. He just controlled the wing, played on Will Sexton for most of the day, helped out when he needed to down back, and gave you some drive as well.
Yeah, I think both sides sort of, you would have probably looked up and seen players behind the ball. I think both sides, particularly into the wind, were rolling their wingers back. So Damo was playing that role for us and did a terrific job.
You got to do what South Barwon did, and it's a six-day break, Keisty, into playing Grovedale next Saturday. How do you treat the week?
It'll be pretty light, obviously. It's really all about recovery, so we just spoke about that then and just making sure we recover well. The good thing is we pulled up, really doesn't look like we've got any injuries, so that's a real positive. So, hopefully we just recover well and ready to go for Grovey next week.
Yep. Just want to ask you about Ben Maloney. Can you just give us an update? We didn't talk about him in the pre-game.
Yeah, Beamer's just had a little niggle again with his calf about 2 weeks ago now, so he's starting to get back moving again. Yeah, probably figuring he's maybe 2 or 3, maybe even 4 weeks away. We'll be pretty cautious with him, and obviously we really need him at the end of the year, hopefully, when whips are cracking and he's up and about. But, yeah, he's a bit frustrated, the old Beamer, at the moment.
Well, it's the old man's injury, Keastie.
Yeah, we've all been there, Kirsch.
Keastie, we'll see you a little bit more in the month of May. A couple of Sunday games on K-Rock footy coming up, obviously, with the Cats playing home Saturdays. It's pushed you guys to the Sunday out on Anthony Costa. We look forward to those. I think it's St Joseph's and Geelong West. St Joey's in 3 weeks' time should be an absolute cracker, and Geelong West was a great game last year. So look forward to seeing your boys in action again. Really appreciate your support of K-Rock today, Keastie. Well done on the win, and look forward to seeing you in 3 weeks' time.
Thanks, guys. Well called today. Good
right
job.
On, Keastie. Go ahead, Keastie.
Glenn Keast joining us here. Great to have a chat with the coach or co-coach of the St Mary's Footy Club. Thanks to Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.